This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public Schools has faced a lot of criticism this year for its response to the pandemic. WBEZ's Sarah Karp and Becky Vivi took a deeper look at why Chicago Public Schools has struggled to offer the protections it promised. And they're here now to talk about what they found. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to start with you. Before the pandemic began, how prepared was CPS to take on a public health emergency?
So not very prepared.
Okay. All right. Well, why was that?
So the school district had a small office of health and wellness. And in that office, they had people like a nutritionist or a school garden specialist. One of their biggest initiatives was giving schools a healthy school stamp. So not exactly a focus on pandemics or even large-scale public health. Nurses and social workers were not a part of that office. Until more recently, nurses covered multiple schools, and their primary focus was meeting the health needs of special education students. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez has admitted the school district was not really that prepared for a public health emergency. In other words, CPS was sort of building the plane while it was flying.
All right. So, Becky, was the City Department of Public Health able to help at all?
Yes and no, Lisa. The Department of Public Health also has a very small team. They have 6 full-time staff focused on school-aged children. But also broadly, the Department of Public Health at the city isn't really a medical services provider. They also have half as many public health nurses as they did a decade ago. Instead, they rely on a broad network of private providers to do a lot of their public health work, and they have throughout this pandemic. Here's City Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison R. Woody.
Our healthcare system overall tends to be very privatized and individualized. And I think we have seen in COVID that there are limits to that, that, you know, everybody expects that the government should provide the vaccine for free, or, you know, this decision to sort of bring the testing sort of into government. That is not a traditional approach.
So while Chicago Public Schools lacked a broad infrastructure, there wasn't much of a safety net for them to fall back on.
All right. So infrastructure, let's talk a little bit more about that. Sarah, tell us more about the lack of infrastructure and how that came into play over the school year.
So one place where you really saw the school district struggle was with its COVID testing program. You know, swabbing little kids' noses to see how much COVID is in a school. One of the biggest complaints was that testers wouldn't show up at schools and results have not been getting to parents in a timely fashion. We looked at the review process for picking the testing company and found that the ability to swab a bunch of little noses every week, the capacity to do that was not weighted high at all. The company that was chosen scored low on capacity. And one reviewer even noted that the company wanted to rely on CPS staff or kids themselves to administer the test. Instead, the company scored high on IT, which was a top consideration. Remember, the school district did not have much experience in undertaking a massive health testing program, and a lot of local big hospitals didn't even apply to be part of the program because they were already struggling to keep up with COVID already. However, a CPS spokesman did point out that staff shortages have been a problem for COVID testing across the board, so even if they would have went with another company, that might have been a problem.
All right. So that's testing infrastructure. What about vaccinations? Becky, how is Chicago doing getting students shots?
So there is some infrastructure for getting kids vaccinated through lots of public health efforts prior to COVID. We have immunization clinics. Those existed before COVID. They now offer COVID vaccines. And the Chicago Department of Public Health has, you know, an infrastructure to get people vaccinated. So right now we are seeing vaccine efforts for Chicago Public Schools really have increased since January. They're doing a lot of weekend events at city colleges. They have the at-home vaccination program. A lot of kids are getting shots through that. And we are seeing vax rates for our youngest children going up, and they continue to go up. But they still remain the lowest. And the biggest challenge next for both of these departments is going to be overcoming hesitancy in this population.
All right. Well, we'll check back in about that some other time then. That's WBEZ reporters Becky Vivi and Sarah Karp. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Lisa.